We're back live, and it's boys basketball now. Let's see if the Irish boys can make it two in a row, three in a row, actually. They beat Prescott last Saturday on the road. They beat Touche last night, 49-43 on the road. But the most important thing about tonight's game, it is a B2 division counter. Greg Fazari's boys are 1-2 in the division. The Dayton Bulldogs, under first-year head coach Elmo Wise, are 0-1 in the division. So the Irish boys can get back to 500 in the division if they can win their third game in a row against the Dayton Bulldogs. The Irish last night, a 49-43 win. Matt Richards, the big threat on offense, 6'1 sophomore, 24 points, and 11 for 13 from the free throw line for Pat Richard. A very good effort. Looking at the Dayton Bulldog roster, we'll look, go ahead and look at their starters. Gabby Rosales, a 5'10 junior. Jacob Fleck, a 6'1 junior. Brett Lambert, a 6'1 junior. Clayton McKinley, a hustling 5'10 senior. And Miles Lytle, a 6'1 junior. Just like the Dayton girls roster, only one senior on the Dayton Bulldog roster. That is Clayton McKinley. Dayton has had two games this week. They lost to Asotin 64-57 in overtime. Asotin is a team that beat DeSales. And so if you compare those two scores, Dayton might have the upper hand in this one based on the fact that they took Asotin to overtime, whereas DeSales lost to Asotin by a score of 58-53. So it should be pretty evenly matched based on those scores. And then Liberty Christian, which seems to be the class of the Blue Mountain Conference, whipped the Bulldog boys last night on the Dayton floor, I think. Yeah, at home, 81-42. Liberty Christian did the same thing to the DeSales boys, actually 54-35, 19-point win. So looks score-wise to be two pretty evenly matched teams. The main players for Dayton, statistically, Jacob Kleck, a 6'1 junior, 11 points and 11 rebounds against Asotin, 14 points against the Liberty Christian. The other key player, statistically, Miles Lytle, a 6'2 junior. He had 21 points and 11 rebounds against Asotin. He was held to 6 last night against Liberty Christian. Starting for DeSales, Pat Richard, a 6'1 sophomore. Nick Hazeltine, the 6-foot senior. Marshall Failing, the 6'1 sophomore. Brian Hawkins, the 5'10 senior. And Matt Wujak, the 6'1 sophomore, will get his second start in a row. That's our starting lineup. One more quick break, and we'll come back for the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Cola Bottling Company, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and Marshall Failing controls the opening tip-off just as we come back. Pat Richard now has it between the circles. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. To Failing on the right wing. He'll fire a quick three. Won't go. Ryan Hawkins chases down the rebound in front of the Dayton bench. To Hazeltine. Down low to Failing. He powers up inside, and we've got traveling called on Failing. Bill Fleener, Jason Richard, and Mike Gregg, the officials for the boys' contest. Bulldogs bringing in the front court. That's Miles Lytle. He has it knocked away by a hustling Ryan Hawkins, but getting it back is Lytle. Lytle to Rosales. Rosales down inside to Kleck. Kleck shot won't go. Ball's loose. Picked up by Lytle. Lytle can't hit it. Rebound by Failing. Outlet to Pat Richard. Pat will bring it in the front court. Left wing it goes to Hazeltine. Down low to Wujak. Wujak on the baseline. It goes up strong and scores it, but they're going to call a foul before the shot. And a lot of fouls called on that girls' game. See if it happens again in the boys' game in that girls' game. 6, 7, 11, 13, 15, 17, 22, 24, 25 fouls called on Dayton in that girls' game. 35, 41 fouls total between the two teams. Sales will inbound it. They get it to Hazeltine, the left corner. Now to Hawkins. Back to Pat Richard. Pat for three. He's got it. And that's our first basket of the game. And Pat Richard having a good weekend. 24 last night. Hits on his first field goal attempt tonight. McKinley is stripped by Pat Richard. Pat on the dribble goes up with a wild shot. He's fouled. Very athletic play by Pat Richard. He stole the ball in the double team, trying to keep his balance on the dribble. Went up and laid it up. Got it to the rim, and Elmo Wise wants a timeout early. And he's all over the officials right away. We'll take a break. 7:01 to go in the just right off the bat in the game. Pat Richard will beat the free throw line. We come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
This is Tom Moran, president of Community Bank, and I'm inviting you into a different kind of bank.
One of the things you'll notice right away is that you're treated as a friend, not a number. Community Bank has grown in stature over the last 50 years because of their commitment to sincere personal service. You can be sure you'll be treated like a friend.
Community Bank, local money working for local people.
Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Dayton Bulldog coach Elmo Wise called that timeout to have a discussion with the officials about the aggressive defense that created that steal. But all the official would say, do you want a 30 or a full? So I think he got his point across. Pat Richard hits both free throws. He has all five of the points that have been scored. The sophomore doing a nice job. McKinley up the left sideline, spins into a double team. Pat Richard and Hawkins have him trapped again. And Wise is now in the face of Mike Gregg. He calls another timeout. So we're behind on the break, so we'll take another break. Entertaining. 6:52 to go in the first quarter, 5-0. Dayton down early, and the fireworks have started. Let's take a break.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, Dayton coach Elmo Wise took another quick timeout to express his displeasure at the aggressive play of the Irish in the press. He got the timeout, and he got a technical foul. Pat Richard has just sunk two free throws in a row on the technical. DeSales will inbound it. They get it to Marshall Failing, and he hits a three. So DeSales up 10-0 right off the bat against the Dayton Bulldogs. Two threes and four straight free throws, and now a foul. And the Dayton fans like it. So three straight press breaks. And this time they get the foul call they were begging for. And Pat Richard will come out. Pat scored 7 points. He comes out. His brother Tim comes in. The foul was called on Pat Richard. They get to McKinley. McKinley goes up the left sideline, steps on the sideline. So Dayton having trouble getting it into front court. 10-0. Dayton's gotten one shot at the basket, I think, and the DeSales boys off to a good start. They're 4-3 right now. They started off 2-0, lost four in a row, and now will try to win three in a row after beating Prescott last Saturday and Touche last night. Both those games on the road. This is the first game of the 08 portion of the season at home for DeSales. Fading takes a shot inside, won't go. Rebound by Brett Lambert. Outlet to Lytle. Lytle ahead to Kleck. Kleck's shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Hawkins tried to save it. Ends up in Kleck's hands. Up top to McKinley. Swing it to Lytle. Lytle drives in with a running right-hander, won't go. Rebound foul is going to be called on Miles Lytle. He went over the back, pushing in the back, as Nick Hazeltine had him blocked out. Elmo Wise, Dayton head coach, got to watch himself now. He's got to play or coach basically this whole game with a very tight lip. If he gets another technical foul, he is out of the gym. Give and go cut to Hawkins. Hawkins can't hit the shot. Good look. Kind of put it on. Got a little rim check there. Lytle the other way between the leg dribble into the lane. Kicks it out to Kleck. Kleck from 15. Won't go. Rebound tips. Hawkins has got it. Nice hustle by Ryan Hawkins. Gets it to Tim Richard. Tim will run things from the point. Tim between the circles. Kleck on him. Now to Hazeltine on the right wing. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Up top to Failing. Failing steps into three. Out the back iron. Won't go. Rebound by Lytle. Lytle hustle back. Failing back there trying to stop him. Lytle goes up and in for the lay-in. And Dayton gets their first basket of the game. The Sales boys lead it 10-2. Couple of threes and four free throws by Pat Richard have the 10 points on the board for the Irish. One of those threes by Pat Richard. The other one by Failing. Marshall's got the ball on the right wing now. On the swing cut inside to Pat, Tim Richard. Tim can't quite get the ball under control and go up with the shot at the same time, and he's going to be called for traveling. Pass over the top of the press to Lytle. Hazeltine cuts him off. Now they get in front court to McKinley. Over to Brett Lambert. Lambert up top to Kleck. Kleck double figures his last two games. Pass down low goes to Lambert. Lambert shot won't go. Rebound Lytle. He's fouled. Miles Lytle, the 6'1 junior, working hard inside, and the foul is on and Failing. And Pat Richard will check back in, and Jack Roundtree, who's seeing more minutes on the varsity. Richie Westfall also getting set to check in. Jack's wearing that number 11, but hoping to see my son Marcus Spees in that number. But Marcus, if you remember, tore his ACL in the second game of the season. He has surgery on that Wednesday. Kevin Baffney, that tender knee, he just can't quite get it back ready. Nothing surgically wrong with it, if that makes sense. Lytle misses both free throws. He and Jack Roundtree trace the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off of Roundtree. So Dayton will reset, trailing 10-2. Rosales on the right wing, up top to McKinley, now to Kleck. Back to Rosales. Rosales goes by Wujek, hits the deck. We got a whistle and a foul on Wujek as he stuck a knee into Rosales as he tried to go by him. That's not a shooting foul. Stops the clock, 4:25 to go first quarter. 10-2 Irish. They're out 10-0. A little fireworks early with a technical foul on the Dayton head coach, Elmo Wise. And inbound play, they swing it around to Jacob Kleck. Left-handed jumper is good from the right side. 10-4 to Sales. Pass to Roundtree. Goes off his head. He gets it back inside to Richie Westfall, who drops the ball. Hazeltine tries to keep it alive, and he can't do it. Well, Richie Westfall, Jack Roundtree, a couple guys who came off the bench a moment ago, having a little trouble handling the ball there. Kleck throws it over the top of the press to McKinley. McKinley up the right side. He's double-teamed. Now on the baseline to Rosales. Pass inside for Lambert. Goes out of bounds. He can't handle the pass. 10-4 to Sales. They scored those 10 quick points in the first couple minutes of the game. They haven't scored since. It's one of those deals when you have a chance to bury an opponent early, you need to try to do it, obviously, and the Irish are not. Hazeltine has to chase a loose ball down near half court. Pass on the wing to Westfall. Overplay by Lytle. Lytle will go the other way and lay it in. Lazy pass, and the offensive player did not come to the ball. Fundamental breakdown by the Irish. The Bulldogs have scored 6 in a row after DeSales started the game up 10-0. Westfall up top to Roundtree. Roundtree now on the right wing, gives it to Richard. Pat for 3, off the iron, won't go. McKinley has it taken away from him by Hazeltine at the foul line. Kick him the left wing to Westfall. Westfall, one dribble, pulls up from 17 and scores it. Richie's got such a high arching shot, and he elevates so nicely on the jumper. 12-6 to Sales. Scores the bucket. Rosales loses the ball in the lane. Wujek's got it. And now Pat Richard's going to get called for the foul. Pat Richard was trying to run and get in front of Kleck. He's going to get called for his second foul. Right idea, but poor execution. And with a three-man officiating crew, you're not going to get away with that play. Pat would have been better off to spread out to the right, create some space, and maybe get a pass back. But trying to help out his teammate, Matt Wujek. Long pass up court by McKinley. Too long for Lila. It's going to go out of bounds. So a Dayton turnover. 2:55 to go, first quarter. Sales boys up 12-6 with the basketball. They scored the first 10, then Dayton scored 6 in a row. Then that Richie Westfall jump shot a moment ago got the Irish off that 10 spot. Hawkins, right wing now to Tim Richard, who checked in for Pat Richard. Kick inside to Hazeltine, and he's called for double dribble as he tried to get it up towards the basket. Used his body to try to control the ball. Could have called travel or double dribble. Rosales goes hard up the right sideline, throws it high for Lambert. He controls the kick out to McKinley for three. Air ball, backside to Rosales, tries to get the rebound taken away from him by Wujek. Wujek's outlet to Tim Richard. Tim back to Matt, back to Tim Richard. Tim will bring it into front court. Good hustle by Matt Wujek. Good ball control by Tim Richard. Now right wing pass to Hazeltine. He'll face up deep on the right wing. Looking for somebody to come open. Hazeltine and Westfall can't hook up on what they want to do there. Hayes wanted Richie to go back door cut. He wouldn't do it. Now Richie's got the ball in the dribble drive. He goes in and scores it. Richie's given the Irish 4 straight points coming in off the bench. Now I've got a whistle and a foul as Klett tries to split the defense. The foul is on Hawkins. His first, 5th team foul. And Tony Henderson, the Dayton assistant coach, having to do the get up off the bench work as Elmo Wise has to stay there. Try to stay away from that second technical foul. 14-6 to Sales with the lead. Dayton with the ball. They break the press. Get to Lambert. 12-footer on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound tipped around. Controlled by Richie Westfall. Richie pushes up the left sideline. Pass down low to Keith Shelton, who's checked in. Keith leaves it short. Richie gets the rebound. He's fouled. Keith Shelton and Richie Westfall. Good sequence there. Nice hustle by Richie. Started the break. Made the nice pass and then got the offensive rebound on the backside. Now he'll shoot 2 free throws. Richie scored 4 in a row since coming in off the game, off of Greg Fazari's bench. Richie's first free throw is nothing but the bottom of the net. He's got 5 in a row now. That foul was on Gabby Rosales, his first. Richie's second free throw is good. Richie scored 6 in a row and we're the Sales up by 10 at 16-6. McKinley on the right wing. Stopped by Shelton. Shot partially blocked by Shelton, but run down by Lambert. Lambert goes up strong. His shot blocked and controlled by Marshall Failing. Good defense inside by the Irish. Now Westfall's got it. Right corner goes to Hawkins. Hawkins kicks it back up on the right wing to Tim Richard. Looking for the cutter. Bounce pass down low to Failing. Back to the basket. Goes inside on Kleck. Goes up strong. Blocked from behind by Kleck. Controlled by Kleck. The 6'1 junior blocks the 6'1 sophomore Failing. So 3 straight block shots between these two teams. Down low to Lytle, and he puts up the right-handed hook over Westfall. Lytle has 6 of the 8 Dayton points. I missed the Dayton basket somewhere. I'll have to figure that one out. 16-8, the Sales leads it with 42 seconds left to go in a quickly played first quarter. Hawkins on the left wing. Now to Failing. Back to Westfall. Backdoor cut Rich to Tim Richard. Tim Richard inside. He's called for traveling. He tried to get the ball and make the jump stop, but he dribbled it before he left the ground on the jump stop. 29 seconds to go in the quarter. DeSales misses a chance to go up by 10. Rosales to Lytle. Down low. Pass inside to Lambert. Misses a lay-in. Rebound tipped away from Richard. Controlled by Lambert. Out top to McKinley. Out of Kleck on the left wing. 16-8 DeSales. Dayton trying to get the final score of the first quarter. They were down 10-0 right out of the chute. Inside to Lytle. Lytle drives inside the defense. Can't finish. Rebound Failing. 4 seconds. Failing sees the clock. He'll try to find some room. Put up a tough three-pointer. Off the iron. Won't go. 8 minutes into this ball game. The Sales boys 16 at Dayton 8 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Good players aren't simply born, they are formed. DeSales Irish coaches have known about this for some time now. Fine young men and women who make a positive contribution to society aren't simply born either. They, too, are formed. Walla Walla Catholic Schools have also known about this, and they've been forming some of the finest Christian young people in our society for 135 years. The doctors at Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic recognize Walla Walla Catholic Schools for a job well done, and they wish the Irish the best of luck during the playoffs. This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, I found my Dayton basket. It was Jacob Kleck. He had a two-pointer. Miles Lytle has six. The Irish went up 10-0. Dayton scored six in a row. Then Richie Westfall scored six in a row for the Irish. And DeSales leads 16-8. And the officials looking over to the DeSales bench says, hey, you got six guys on the floor. Greg Fazari says, why can't I play with six? Ryan Hawkins, Tim Richard, Marshall Failing, Matt Wujek, and Nick Hazeltine on the floor. Pat Richard scored 7 quick points in that first quarter, but also picked up 2 fouls. He's on the bench. Kleck with the shot, fouled by Failing. And Marshall Failing, he's 6'1", and he does have some leaping ability, but he's got to learn to play defense with his feet. He has a tendency to kind of have that Olé defense and then try to block the shot from behind. Tried to get Kleck back. Kleck earlier in that game in the first quarter blocked Marshall's shot from behind. Marshall picks up his second. Richie Westfall quickly back in. Kleck hits the first free throw. Dayton 1-for-3 at the line now. 2-for-4 as Kleck hits them both. DeSales a perfect 6-for-6 in that first quarter from the line. Irish lead at 16-10. Hawkins up top to Tim Richard. Tim's brother Pat, the big Irish scorer on the bench with those two fouls. Hazeltine to Westfall. Look inside, nobody open. Now set outside to Hazeltine. Man-to-man defense by the Bulldogs. Hazeltine playing a little split the post with Hawkins. Hands it to him, gets it back. Elmo Wise likes the defense his Bulldogs are playing right now. Hawkins will shoot an 18-footer. Hits an air ball. Not sure where that one came from. DeSales not getting much movement. Ryan just kind of looking. Then he just kind of shot-putted one up there. Ryan would be the first one to admit he's not the offensive threat on that on the floor. Gabby Rosales into front court, gets it to Lambert. Lambert from 17 off the air won't go. Rebound, Wujek runs down the loose ball. Good block out by DeSales. Tim Richard, long up court pass to Hazeltine. Cross court to Wujek. Wujek's traveled. Matt couldn't decide to drive to the basket or pass down low to Richie Westfall on the low block, and he did neither. He traveled. Irish show pressure. They get inbound to Lytle. Lytle in the front court. Goes by Westfall. Gets it to Lambert. Lambert misses the easy one from close in. Rebound by Westfall. Oh, says the Dayton crowd to my right. Lambert had a good look. Wujek saves the ball in the left corner on a wild pass. Gets it out to Tim Richard. Now left winger to Richie Westfall. Looking for a screen. Instead goes in the corner to Tim Richard. Tim on the dribble drive. Goes all the way in. Up with the right-handed land. Can't finish. Rebound Lytle. Outlet to McKinley on the right wing. Bulldogs want to run. Hazeltine cuts McKinley off. He'll back it out. Up top to Rosales. 16-10. Neither team has scored. Actually, the Bulldogs have scored. They've now scored 5 as Jacob Kleck forgot about his free throws. Now he hits a 3-pointer. Just like that's a 3-point game. Dayton spotted the Irish 10 points at the start of this game, and now they've come almost all the way back. Richie Westfall. Couple dribbles down the right wing to Tim Richard. Tim Richard straightaway 17-footer. He banks it in. Tim dribbled just inside the top of the key. Pounded that ball right into the white circle. Now Hawkins knocks away from Rosales the other way. Nick Hazeltine picks up the loose ball and gets it to Tim Richard. The sales up 18-13. 5:43 to go in the half. Rosales slaps it away from Hawkins and he's going to pick up the foul. Rosales is second. Fifth on the Bulldogs. The sales has committed 6. Jack Roundtree wants to check in. And the Blue Mountain League official says, you got blood on you, Jack. You can't come in. Jack's been sitting on the bench with that blood. And so they say, we'll just go with the five we got out there. Richie Westfall on the right wing with the ball in bounds, gets it to Tim Richard. McKinley on him. Tim Richard up top to Westfall. Now to Hawkins. Hawkins will dribble down the middle, cut off by the Bulldogs. Now right wing to Tim Richard. Tim will drive in off a screen from Hazeltine. Leaves it short. Wujek can't control the rebound. Lytle's got it. Thought Matt was going to get the offensive board. Lytle the other way goes up strong and scores it. Tell you what, Miles Lytle is an athletic 6'1 junior. He's got 8 points. Long pass up court to Wujek. Wujek goes in strong. He and Lytle hit the deck hard. And let's see if the foul's actually going to, yeah, it's going to be on Lytle, his second. Matt Wujek, I like the way when he gets that ball, he kind of dips that shoulder and gets underneath the defensive pressure. He just got to get himself under control and finish. But he'll get a couple free throws here. Jack Roundtree gets some clean shorts, and now he's ready to check in for Ryan Hawkins. And Matt Wujek misses the first free throw. 18-15, DeSales leads it. They've been outscored 7-2 here, though, in the second quarter. Matt's second free throw is good. His first point of the game. Clayton McKinley, brings it in the front court to Kleck. Kleck will fire the deep three on the left wing, won't go. Hazeltine can't control the rebound. Lambert's got it, and he puts it in. Nick went up hard for that board, came down, and on the way down, he had the ball knocked away. Lambert picks it up and puts it in. 2 point game, 19-17. Defense the chant from the Bulldog fans. Roundtree swinging on the right wing to Westfall. In the right corner to Roundtree. Down low to Westfall. Westfall baseline shot off the side of the backboard. Rebound by Lambert. Dayton can tie on this possession or take a lead with the three. 4:28 to go in the half. McKinley to Kleck. Kleck in the corner to Lambert. 17-footer on the way. He's got it. Brett Lambert scored four in a row. He had 10 last night against Liberty Christian. Up top, it goes to Tim Richard. We got a timeout on the floor. Dayton down 10-0 out of the chute has tied it at 19. We'll take a break. I'm 100.7 FM KHSS.
Now 57 years young, Dale Graves is Walla Walla's longevity leader for three simple reasons. Honesty, integrity, and hassle-free in everything they do. Offering new Pontiacs, Buicks, and GMCs, as well as the area's finest used vehicles and a full-service medium-duty truck business. Service, parts, and body shops second to none. Plus, at DaleGravesInc.com, you can view their entire inventory online. Dale Graves, Inc., Pontiac, Buick, GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
The Irish boys are struggling on offense. A bank shot from straight away by Tim Richard, the only field goal this quarter. Dayton outscoring DeSales 11-3 here in the second stanza. Halfway through the second quarter. Let's see how the Irish execute after the Greg Fazari timeout. Nick Hazeltine holding the ball overhead on the right wing. Looking inside, now dribbles in the lane, dumps it down low on the baseline to Wujek. Wujek powers up and scores it. Nice shot by Hazeltine, getting in the lane, drawing the defense, and Wujek finishes from the left side. Matt scored three in a row. 21-19, the sales on top by two. Kleck on the left wing. 2-3 zone by the Irish right now. Lambert's got it at the elbow. Pass over to Kleck. Too low, too hard. Lambert, with his back to the basket on the left elbow, right elbow, tried to throw that little skip pass, and it never came up to where Kleck could field it. So Bulldogs turn it over. So the Irish, a moment ago tied at 19, have the ball and a two-point lead at 21-19. 3:23 to go in the quarter. Hazeltine holds the ball, pivot foot, rotates around, gets it to Wujek. Back to Hazeltine, now inside to Westfall. Westfall turns and hits a high arching five footer. Richie's got 8 points. He elevates so nicely and then has that brief pause, kind of George McGinnis, the old Philadelphia 76er player who shot that one hander. That's kind of how Richie does it. Baseline drive by Kleck. Kleck hits it. He's got 7 in the quarter, 9 for the game, 23-21 to sales. 2:48 to go. Settling into an entertaining back-and-forth ball game. The Sales have the early 10-point burst. The Bulldogs have a burst of their own. drive to the basket by Tim Richard. Can't the shot. Roundtree's going to try to save the rebound, but he's laying out of bounds. That was actually a nice little give-and-go cut. Tim gave it to Nick Hazeltine and cut to the basket. Nick hit him nicely. Tim couldn't finish. And the Irish turn it over to the Bulldogs. Dayton a chance to tie here. I do not think Dayton has substituted yet. Five players have been on the floor the whole game so far for Coach Elmo Wise. Fleck keeps a deep three and he hits it. Fleck has 10 in the quarter and the Bulldogs have their first lead of the game after being down 10-0. They come all the way back at the two-minute mark. Tim Richard, a wild layup attempt the other way, won't go. Timmy's getting to the basket, but he's putting the ball up too hard. Down low to Lambert. Lambert can't hit the shot. Kleck keeps the rebound alive, but can't save it. But Jacob Kleck, a 6'1 junior, has scored 10 in the quarter. He has 12 for the game. And the Bulldogs lead it 24-23. Keith Shelton has checked in for Jack Roundtree. Pat Richard is sat this whole quarter, most of the first quarter, too, after picking up two quick fouls, but not before he scored 7 of the first 10 points of this game. Westfall goes baseline. That's an air ball, and now Tim Richard fouls McKinley going after the rebound, and that puts the Irish over the limit. And we'll shoot free throws. That's Timmy's first foul. And we'll walk the other way, and I think it's going to be McKinley at the free throw line. Got to hand it to the Dayton Bulldog boys. Down 10-0 early. Head coach Elmo Wise maybe got him fired up with that technical foul early. And McKinley, with 1:38 to go in the first half, will shoot the front end of the one-on-one. Won't go. Wujek with the rebound. Dayton Bulldogs saw the 2 fouls. It's not too... Why would you shoot 2 foul shots? Right wing to Richie Westfall. Now up top to Hazeltine. 24-23, Bulldogs with the lead. The Irish boys with the ball. Richie Westfall dribbles to the left wing, goes up for the shot, and he's fouled, and we'll go to the free throw line. Richie Westfall has been very offensive-minded since coming in off the Bulldog bench. Foul is on Lambert, his second. That is 7 now on Dayton. So both teams now over the limit here. Richie, shoot 2 free throws. He's 2 for 2 at the line, has 8 points. The 6'1 junior's first free throw is good. 9 points now for Richie, having a good ball game. Tim Richards going to check out Ryan Hawkins in the game. Be interesting to see who runs the offense now. Probably Keith Shelton. And the first substitute for Dayton. This guy's got to be in good shape. Chris Fleshman, a 6'2 junior, checks in for Lambert. Lambert, 2 fouls, 4 points, all in this quarter. Richie's second free throw could break the tie, and he will. High-arching shot, Richie having a good game. He's got 10 points, including 4 for 4 from the line. 25-24, DeSales regains the advantage. Kleck hands it to McKinley. Now to Rosales. Rosales, pass inside to Lytle. Lytle and Hazeltine get tied up. Ball's on the deck, saved by Fleshman. They've got a whistle and a foul as Lytle ended up with the ball. Good hustle by the Bulldogs keeping it alive. The foul's on Hawkins. Not sure Fleshman wasn't laying out of bounds while he was trying to save that ball. I think Richie Westfall is asking the officials the same thing. Tim Richards is going to check in after Lytle's free throw. If it's 2 shots or not. He hits the first one. It's 2 shots now. Nice job by Miles Lytle. He's got 9 points. Dayton is 3 for 4 from the line in this quarter after going 0 for 2 in the first quarter. The Sales is a very good 9 of 10 from the free throw line. We're tied at 25. 57.8 seconds to go in the first half. Lytle breaks the tie with the free throw. He's got 10 now. 26-25. 8. 21, Richie. Well, Richie Westfall, I assume, is the guy they want to focus on here. He's posted up down low, so it must be the guy they want to post up. Now Richie down low, goes up strong inside. Can't hit it. Hazeltine with the rebound. goes up top. He's got the shot blocked by Kleck. They're going to say jump ball. And the jump ball arrow in favor of DeSales. So with 37.9 seconds left in the quarter. Boy, too much talking to the coaches on the bench. Let's play the game. Inside to Hazeltine, gets the screen, gets the shot, gets the foul. DeSales does a nice job on that inbound play. Nick Hazeltine goes across the lane, sets the screen, and then pins the player that he screened, and he's open inside. He scores the bucket, and he's fouled by Kleck. Kleck's first. Nick a chance to complete a three-point play. In and out, Richie Westfall, the offensive board, goes up strong, can't hit it. Kleck with the rebound. DeSales a chance to score four there. But they do lead 27-26. Over to Rosales. Baseline jumper. He rattles it home. Gabby Rosales, first basket of the game. Dayton up 28-27. 21, Richie, the call again. There's Richie down low, posting up on Pleasant. Got a whistle and travel foul on Shelton. He got the ball into Westfall, but he traveled. Now Dayton. I keep saying it. They trailed 10-0 right off the bat in this game, but they now lead 28-27. Inbound to McKinley. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. McKinley up court to Lytle. Wild pass, and the Bulldogs turn it over. That drives the coach crazy. A chance to control the clock and get the last shot of the half. Now the Irish will try to take advantage. Keith Shelton and Richie Westfall, Matt Wujek, Hazeltine, and Tim Richard on the floor for DeSales. Richard will run the offense. Get inside to Westfall. Westfall, 15-footer. Off the arm won't go. He faded away on that one, and that's going to be the end of the half as Dayton can't get a shot up after rebounding the ball. The Dayton fans like what they see. Their team was down 10-0 right off the bat in this game, but it's the Dayton Bulldogs with the halftime lead, 28-27. We'll be right back, 100.7 FM, KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fightin' Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
How is it that L&G Ranch Supply can keep their prices so darn low? Well, for starters, they are a member of one of the largest farm and home store chains in the country, which gives them incredible buying power. Couple that with truckload pricing, and you end up with some of the best savings you'll find anywhere. And L&G has been family-owned and operated since the 60s, which makes shopping at L&G simply a delight. Try it sometime. There's no other store like L&G. Find out why at 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
Many people have joined clubs like Direct Buy to save money paying discounted prices direct from the manufacturer. But who needs membership clubs when you can find quality Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Jennair appliances locally for incredibly low prices at Elgin Electric? No costly membership fees, just a great selection of quality Whirlpool appliances at the lowest possible prices. Quality, innovation, and style. That's Whirlpool. And you'll find great Whirlpool deals at Elgin Electric in the Old Big Apple right next to Wilcox Furniture on the Milton Freewater Highway.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back at the half of this boys' contest as the DeSales set band under the direction of Phil Lynch entertains a fan. And here comes the leprechaun on a little scooter with the DeSales flag, taking a lap around the gymnasium. Well, the DeSales boys got off to a great start in this one, up 10-0 early. Pat Richard hit a three. The Irish had slapped the press on the Bulldogs, got a couple of steals. Dayton head coach Elmo Wise called a quick timeout to express his displeasure with the foul, lack of a call against the Irish pressure. He thought he got his message across. Dayton inbounded again after another DeSales basket. And he wasn't happy with that either. Called another timeout, and somewhere in that discussion, he said the magic words and got a technical foul. Pat Richards tanked both the technical free throws. Marshall failing, Pat Richards each hit threes. Pat went 4 for 4 from the line at the outset of the game, and DeSales led 10-0. But it's been all Dayton since then. DeSales have been outscored 28-17 since that point. They outscored Dayton 16-8 in the first 8 minutes. Okay, but after that first 10 points, they're outscored 8-6 in the quarter. And then in the second quarter, Dayton puts up 20 points, outscores DeSales 20-11 in the second quarter. The Irish guys have to find a way to get that magic back, trailing 28-27 at the half. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
The good news is you hit every green light coming home from work. The bad news is you got a tax bill in the mail. The good news is you also got your son's college acceptance letter. The bad news is the cost of a college education. The good news is you opened a 529 college plan from D.A. Davidson & Company when he was a toddler, making your tax bill smaller and ensuring the money was there for school. The bad news is he wants to be a pro surfer. The good news is you control the college 529 plan for the life of the account. D.A. Davidson. Financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flaner at D.A. Davidson.
Imagine Toyota Scion wants to thank you for a fabulous 2007. With our Toyota sales up over 35% last year, we have taken in some great trade-ins, but we're out of room, and that means huge savings for you. Like an 06 Mazda 6, 15,000 miles, save $4,000. 06 Corollas, low miles, save over $4,200. We have these cars priced at wholesale book values, but don't wait. Hurry for best selection, and this sale ends January 31. VINs and details posted at dealership. Wholesale to the public, call or come by today. Imagine Toyota, Eastgate Boulevard.
There's nothing more exasperating than needing to have your car, truck, or RV towed. Unless, of course, it's a dead battery. Or locking your keys in the car with the engine running. Next time any of these needs surface in your life, call Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental at 525-1680. Lightfoot's has been providing 24-hour emergency roadside assistance for more than 35 years now. And with cellular dispatching, their trucks will get to you faster to get you up and running again quickly. It's time to expect more from a towing company. Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, 525-1680.
This DeSales Fighting Irish broadcast
is brought to you in part by Soil Tech Northwest Incorporated,
providing quality soil, water, plant, and fruit analysis
to the Walla Walla Valley's agricultural community.
Go Irish!
There are more than a dozen auto parts stores in the Walla Walla Valley now. They're all the same, right? Well, not quite. Napa Auto Parts, now with a second location on East Isaacs at the former Penguin location, is a cut above the rest. Recently named the best of the best in auto parts for the third year running, Napa's ASE-certified parts professionals have more than 350 years of combined experience. Napa mixes custom auto paint, builds hydraulic hoses, and specializes in auto, light truck, farm, heavy-duty truck, and small-engine auto parts. And with the Valley's largest combined inventories of $2 million, Napa's two stores on South 9th and East Isaacs are the only locally-owned full-service auto parts stores left in Walla Walla. Open 7 days a week at both locations, Napa Auto Parts. Go Irish!
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Irish Leprechaun entertaining the fans, and he got some help as Peyton Graham, the young son of a former DeSales standout, Pat Graham, was out there dancing around the floor. Not Pat Graham, Peyton was dancing around. And it's good to have Pat Graham back in Walla Walla. He's teaching and coaching over at Walla Walla High School. Helped us out in our playoff run in football as well. All-state player for DeSales back in the early 90s. Quarterback on the first state championship team in football back in 1991. Went on and played at Walla Walla Community College. Then at Augustana College in, South Dakota. Anyway, there's a little alumni news for you. Pat Graham in the building. Well, DeSales down 28-27 at the half. The Irish girls got a hard-fought 46-42 win to go to 3-1 in the division. The Irish boys trying to get their division record even at 2-2. They're 1-2 right now. Dayton is 0-1 in the division. Games coming up. DeSales hosts Mackay in a non-league doubleheader on Tuesday. Girls at 6, boys at 7:30. Then over the weekend, DeSales hosts Pomeroy next Friday here at DeSales and then travels up the road to Waitsburg. Those are two key Division II, B2 division matchups. At home versus Pomeroy next Friday, on the road at Waitsburg next Saturday. So DeSales boys have a one-point deficit. They have trailed at the half in their last two games, at Prescott and at Touche, and come back to win both of them. Let's see if they can do the trick here against the Bulldogs. We'll be back with the halftime stats and second half action. DeSales down 28-27 to Dayton at the half on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There's a myriad of ways and places to get a mortgage these days. They're literally a dime a dozen. But imagine this. Imagine getting your next mortgage at a full-service place with more than 18 years of experience. A place that is owned and operated by local folks who are actually raising their families here. A place where you can still get that personal touch so lacking at today's big banks. A place with top-notch service given by knowledgeable mortgage specialists. You're not imagining things. It's a real place. Heartland Mortgage. 30 South Palouse Street, Walla Walla.
Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, a co-op for everyone. You don't have to be in the ag business to take advantage of our services. No card fees, one easy bill. Use your card at our full-service convenience store, machine shop, and canvas shop. We also have truck and pump shops and an automotive machine shop. Plus, your co-op card is accepted at over 20 local businesses. With your card, you have access to our 24-hour card fueling network, offering daily discounts. And card users save 10 cents a gallon on Super Tuesday, the last Tuesday of the month. Stop in at the corner of 9th and Rose and apply for your card today. Walla Walla Farmers Co-op, a co-op for everyone.
It's not a secret anymore. Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union is open to everyone. The friendly credit union on the corner of Titan and South Second is locally owned and serves all their customers with distinction. You're not just an account number, you're a neighbor. If you live, work, or go to school in the Walla Walla Valley, you can join the Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union. Discover the hometown difference. It's no secret. Everyone can go local with the power and convenience of Walla Walla Valley Federal Credit Union.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and one of the statistics that jumped out at me, the sales boys shooting just 29% in the first half, and they're being out-rebounded as well, 13-9. Dayton has three rebounders with four each, Lytle, Lambert, and Kleck. Kleck is having a real good ball game statistically. The 6'1 junior at the half, already 12 points and four rebounds. Miles Lytle has 10. Those top two scores for the Bulldogs. Pat Richard has 7 for DeSales all early in the first quarter. Richie Westfall leads DeSales in scoring with 10. Darish did shoot well from the line, 9 of 11. The Bulldogs, 4 of 7. Pat Richard, Marshall Failing, and Ryan Hawkins each have 2 fouls. Rosales, Lambert, and Miles Lytle for the Bulldogs have 2 fouls each. Dayton will start the second half with the ball and a 1-point lead. Lytle up high with it. Pass inside for Rosales. Knocked away by Hazeltine. Rosales gets it back from Pat Richard, who tried to take it away from him. Same group that started the game on the floor for both clubs. Kleck floats into a 12-footer on the left wing over Failing and scores it. Kleck has 14. Pat Richard drives the other way all the way to the basket. Can't get the lay-in. Hazeltine can't keep his hands on the rebound. Goes off Hawkins, off Kleck. Out of bounds. Pat Richard just slices to the basket so quickly, just couldn't quite finish it. His 7 points came in about the first 3 minutes of the game. Inside to Hazeltine, wide open on the inbound play. He lays it in. The Sales does such a good job executing that inbound play, you'd almost think they'd be best off offensively, just dribble down on the baseline, throw it off somebody's leg, and run that inbound play every time. 30-29, Bulldogs with the one-point lead. Lambert inside to Lytle, gets behind Wujak and lays it in. Nice low post position by Miles Lytle. They leave Failing open for three. Kansas out. Rebound, Wujek inside. Goes up strong and lays it in. Nice job by Wujek getting the rebound and keeping the ball up high. Wujek has five. 32-31 Bulldog. Long shot by Lambert. In and out. Won't go. Rebound Hawkins. All white shirts underneath that time. Good block out. So DeSales trailing 32-31. Bring the ball up court with a chance to take the lead. Hawkins inside. Kick out to Failing. Failing. Top of the key off a screen from Hazeltine. Hits the shot. Hazeltine got the screen for Failing to get him open for the jumper. 33-32. DeSales back in front. Collect. Down low to Lambert. Lambert on the low block scores it. So that's the halftime adjustment to the Dayton offense with head coach Elmo Wise. Get it on the low block. Dayton scores four in a row from the left block. Irish got to get the post defense straight up. Failing from outside. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped. Ball's loose. Failing ends up with it. Goes up strong and scores it. Nice job keeping it alive by Pat Richard. And then Marshall Failing flies in there, grabs it, and powers it up and in. DeSales back up 35-34. Down on the right block to Lambert. Lambert shot won't go. Rebound Failing. That time they pushed Lambert all the way down onto the baseline. He couldn't use the glass. Good defense. 35-34. DeSales with the ball and a one-point lead. 5:30 to go in the third. Hawkins up top to Failing. He's got another screen from Hazeltine. He drives in this time, goes by the whole defense. Misses the lay-in. Rebound Lambert. Marshall Failing had a great look at a lay-in. Rosales the other way. Lob pass cross court on the left corner to McKinley. Out to Kleck. He'll step into a deep three. It's off the back iron. Won't go. Rosales on the backside for the rebound. He can't get it to go. Rebound tip controlled by Pat Richard. Pat, long baseball type pass up court to Hazeltine. Another long one to Wujek in the lane. He leaves it short. Rebound Lyle. DeSales had a look at the rim. Rosales inside dumps it to McKinley. 8-footer on the way. Won't go. Rebound. Failing and Kleck. 5-4. Failing's got a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Jacob Kleck. His second. 4:48 to go, third quarter, 35-34 DeSales with a one-point lead. It looked like DeSales might just knock the Bulldogs right out of the gym right off the bat with that 10-0 start, but it's been a knockdown, drag-out dogfight since then. Jack Roundtree and Tim Richards set to check in. Lytle knocks it away from Failing. He gets the steal. Lytle the other way. Goes up strong and lays it in. Miles Lytle has 14, and the Bulldogs regain the lead. DeSales has got to do a better job of coming towards the pass. You can't just stand flat-footed and wait for it. Lytle steals it from Failing again. Same thing. This time Nick Hazeltine cuts him off and fouls him. DeSales has spacing issues and moving your feet issues at offense all of a sudden. Hazeltine, good hustle to save a breakaway lay-in by Lytle. Two straight turnovers by the Irish, and the Bulldogs now have the ball in the lead. Tim Richard and Roundtree check in. Pat Richards just now got a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And the foul's going to be on Wujek, battling in the low block with Lytle. A couple of players wearing number 33. Hawkins is the other player who sat down. So Pat Richards has seen his playing time very limited in the first half because of fouls and there because of turnovers. Two straight passes turned over. But just like in football, when the quarterback throws an interception, sometimes it's partly the receiver's fault. And I think that was the case, especially on the first one. Lytle goes right by Failing and lays it in. Miles Lytle has six straight points. The Bulldogs have outscored DeSales 10-8 now in the quarter. Failing has it knocked away by Lytle. Miles Lytle is playing very hard right now. 38-35 Bulldogs. Hazeltine to Roundtree. 8-footer on the baseline. In and out. Halfway down and hop back out. Lambert to McKinley on the break after the Lambert rebound for Dayton. McKinley into front court between the circles. They'll set up the offense out. Lob inside for Lambert, and he's fouled. Matt Wujek came with the backside help. Just keep your feet still, Matt. He went up and tried to grab the pass and collided with Lambert. Wujek, the sophomore, with the foul. And I agree, Coach Fazari. Greg Fazari gets a timeout. 3:32 to go in the third quarter. The sales down 38-35 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A lot of people who don't own a pet want to, but the or you share your house with a cat or dog, ask yourself if you have time for a pet. The American Animal Hospital Association says cats need 30 to 60 minutes of your time per day. Dogs need more than an hour per day on average. Pet ownership is a serious bond requiring the time and energy to feed, clean, handle, train, exercise, and take your pet to the veterinarian regularly. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital, Animal Clinic East, and the Animal Clinic of Walla Walla, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Dayton will inbound out the inbound. They get inside to Miles Lyle. He can't hit the shot. Ball's loose on the end line. It goes off the Bulldogs out of bounds. So Greg Vasari gets some instruction for his players, and he changes some personnel. Nick Hazeltine is the and Tim Richard, the only players on the floor who were there before the timeout. Actually, Marshall Failing was in there. Pat Richard and Richie Westfall are in there. I'll be quiet. Good to have Pat Richard. Backdoor cut goes right off his shoulder, but right to Richie Westfall. Now to Failing. Failing for three off the iron, won't go. Rebound Lytle. Miles. Lytle's been the man here in the quarter. He starts the break. Kicks it on the left wing to Rosales, and he hits it. Miles Lytle has 6 points in the quarter. A nice assist there off the rebound and the fast break. And the Bulldogs lead it 40-35. 2:53 to go, third quarter. Westfall on the left wing with it. Now on the right wing it goes to Pat Richard. Now to Hazeltine. Hazeltine looking for a cutter, nobody open. Now hands it off to Tim Richard. He's on the dribble drive. Kick out to Pat Richard. Rosales on him. Pat slices in. He's has his shot blocked by Kleck, but Kleck has called for the foul. Jacob Kleck is a lanky 6'1", and he'll go for that block shot. His third foul, and Pat Richard, who was 4-for-4 early in that first quarter, scored 7 quick ones, looked like he was off to another big night where he scored 24 last night. Hits the free throw. Pass definitely got the stroke at the line figured out. 6-1 sophomore now 5-for-5. Wujek checks back in for Failing. And in for the Bulldogs for the first time, Devin Perales, a 6-foot-1 sophomore, as Kleck gets a break. Not much substituting for the Bulldogs. Pat Richard hits the second one. Now to Sale, shows some pressure. Lytle dribbles around it, throws it inside for Perales. He loses it, and Hazeltine's got it. So DeSales gets the turnover off the press. 40-37. Bulldogs with the lead. DeSales with the ball. Deep on the left wing, Tim Richard. One dribble, now to two. Pat Richard. Pat between the circles. On the baseline to Wujek. Wujek and Lambert, a little contact. Wujek gets it back to Hazeltine, to Westfall, 17-footer on the baseline. Won't go. Rosales with the rebound. Got a whistle, and palming the basketball is going to be called. Gabby Rosales getting out of there a little too quick. Anytime the back of your hand becomes parallel with the floor, that's palming the basketball. So we'll see if the Irish can take advantage on the turnover. In the left corner to Tim Richard, Irish offense working in front of the DeSales bench down to my left. Nick Hazeltine inside to Pat Richard. Little floater in the lane. He's got it. Little baby hook. Pat Richard is very athletic. They need him on the floor for his offense. 40-39. Defensive chant now from the Irish fans. Irish student section. Pass inside to Perales. He and Hazeltine are tied up. Perales yanks it away from him. Hazeltine's going to pick up the foul. Fourth team foul on DeSales. Second on Hazeltine. Wujek has 3. Dayton will inbound into their own basket. Richie Westfall is going to come out of the game. They finally get inside to Rosales. He stuck around Wujek. Matt got caught staring at the basketball. And Rosales got inside of him. And that is 4 fouls on Matt Wujek. And we'll see if Coach Vasari, he's talking it over with Rob Holtzinger right now. Rosales will shoot 2 free throws. He misses the first one. Dayton's first free throws of the second half. They are 4-7 in the first. Richie Westfall comes in for Wujek. 40-39, Dayton with the lead, 1:33 to go in the third quarter. Second one is good by Rosales. Gabby, a 5'10 junior, only one senior on this Dayton roster, that's Clayton McKinley. In fact, each team with only one senior out there. Inside post move, Pat Richards got it, can't finish inside, rebound tipped around, McKinley's got it. So they're trying to get Pat Richards the ball down low. He couldn't finish that time. McKinley to Lambert. Lambert on the dribble drive. Cut off. Kick to Rosales. Down low to Perales. He's called for traveling. Devin Perales. 6'1 sophomore called for traveling. The Sales down by two. 41-39. Nearing the 1 minute mark of the third quarter. This B2 division game in the Blue Mountain League going to go right down to the wire. Failing. Can't find Pat Richard inside. He and McKinley really going at it down low. McKinley at 5'10, Pat Richard is 6'1. That's the matchup they're trying to work, but McKinley is working it. Down low to Richie Westfall. Inside to Pat Richard. That's going to be a 3 second violation. Pat's a point guard. He's not used to working in the low block. But that's what the Irish coaching staff's trying to get out of Pat right now. And he spent way too long in the key. Inside a minute. Perales in the front court. Gabby jumps it to Lambert. He lays it in. The Sales of Watson Rosales dribbled the ball, and he got the nice assist. 43-39 Dayton. Pat Richard deep on the right wing. Shot three on the way. Won't go. Rebound inside by Lambert. Here come the Bulldogs with the ball and a four-point lead. Left wing to McKinley. He'll fire the deep three. It's off the arm. Won't go. Rebound. Tim Richard. He's fouled from behind on the push by Devin Perales. 4 point to Sales lead, or trail, excuse me, 4 point Dayton lead. And let's see if the Irish can get a shot up here, a good look. And Greg Pizzari directing traffic. He calls fifth, does Greg Pizzari. Tim Richard gets it to Pat Richard between the circles. He traveled. Oh, my goodness. My goodness, Pat Rich. The uncle and the coach, he's coming out. Traveling. He picked up his right foot, licked his fingers, and wiped the bottom of his shoe, put the ball in his other hand, licked his finger, picked up his left foot. That's traveling. Oh, my goodness. Rosales, it's a shot blocked by Pat Richard. Pat can't save it from going out of bounds. So Pat may be a little embarrassed right there, but he's trying to make the comeback there. He blocked the shot of Rosales. He's wiping those feet again. This time it doesn't matter. He doesn't have the ball. 1.8 seconds left. Lambert gets Rosales wide open for the win. At the buzzer, Dayton fans are on their feet. The Bulldogs have a 6 point lead with 8 minutes left on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Your boy's keeping the customers happy now.
Mamma mia. Our new house sampler was such a success,
but it left out some toppings you like the best. So if your favorite pizza didn't win the race,
we will make you a sampler that suits your own taste.
I would have liked the Shabam to win.
If I'd had my choice, the Clarkson Special would win.
You see, we have so many pizzas to choose.
Order your favorites and no one will lose. Just select your four favorite pies.
And we'll create your own sampler right before your eyes.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live. It's the end of the quarter. And we're back for the final 8 minutes. Dayton's got all the momentum right now. Gabby Rosales on an inbound play of 1.8 seconds left to slice right through the white shirts like he was a ghost. But nobody could see the invisible man, I guess. And he lays it in. The Bulldogs have a 6 point lead. And the DeSales boys walk to the huddle with their heads hanging. And Greg Pizzari and the Irish coaches have got to find a way to get their guys fired up. Because the Dayton Bulldogs are fired up. DeSales will have the ball to start the fourth quarter. Nick Hazeltine, Tim, and Pat Richard on the floor. Pat's a sophomore, Tim the junior. Marshall Failing and Richie Westfall out there. Dayton has their starting five. Lambert, Kleck, Lytle, McKinley, and Rosales. Miles Elmo Wise, the Bulldog head coach, has played his other players very sparingly. Pat Richards throws it right to Lambert inside. Lytle comes up with a loose ball. Can't finish the lay-in. Tim Richard with the rebound. Tim goes into front court, gets it on the left wing to Failing. Failing and McKinley collide. That's going to be a foul on McKinley. Dayton, after picking up 8 fouls in the first half, have picked up just 4 here in the second. Matt Wujek on the Irish bench with 4. No Dayton player with more than 3. Kleck does have 3. Backdoor cut to Tim Richard, goes up and lays it in. Richie Westfall hits him nicely, and he finishes it. 45-41 Bulldogs into front court to McKinley. DeSales has to turn up the defensive pressure. They did it last night midway through the second quarter against Tucci and got the win. Rosales hits the shot over Westfall. Gabby Rosales, 9 points. Up court to Failing. He'll shoot a quick 3 in transition and hit it. That's one of those no, no, yes, yes. Failing hits the 3-pointer. Other way, Dayton missed the shot. Lambert with the rebound and the putback. Nobody blocked out Lambert. 49-44, Dayton with the 5-point lead. Failing, cross-court pass to Pat Richard. Rosales sagging off him. Pat Richard goes all the way and puts up the lane off the front iron. Won't go. He and Kleck fight for the rebound. It's out of bounds off of Dayton. Timeout, Bulldogs. 6:42 to go in the game. Dayton 49, DeSales 44 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Western Farm Service for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Western Farm Service is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Western Farm Service, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Sales boys down 49-44. They'll inbound under the basket here. Elmo Wise took that timeout. The Sales get a chance to set up an inbound play. They get into Richie Westfall. 5-footer on the baseline. He's got it. Richie's got 12. 49-4. Now Richie fouls McKinley as McKinley goes up the left sideline. Richie's first. 6th on the Irish. Typical Blue Mountain League game between teams that have played each other for years and years and years. The talent level down maybe a bit for both clubs out there, but the effort level has been great. Down low to Lambert. They've gotten the ball consistently on the low block in this second half, and Lambert is fouled. The foul's on Failing, his 3rd, and that is 7 on DeSales now. So Dayton will shoot free throws on every DeSales foul from here on out. Lambert's first free throw is good. He's got 11 points. It's been very balanced for the Bulldogs. Lambert has 11. Lytle has 16. Rosales has 9. Fleck has 14. Lambert hits both free throws, and Dayton has a 5-point lead at 51-46. 6:26 to go in the ballgame. Richie Westfall deep on the right wing with it. Looking inside, nobody open. Now Westfall gets it up top to Tim Richard. He'll fire a deep 3 and hit it. Tim Richard hits the 3. The Irish needed that for momentum. It's a 2-point game. Lytle the other way gets to Rosales. Kick out to McKinley. He'll let him shoot the 3, and he hits it. I agree with that, though. McKinley's first basket of the game answers the Tim Richard 3. It's back to a 5-point contest. Pat Richard hits the cutter. Tim Westfall. Westfall can't handle the ball. Lambert's got it. To Lytle. Lytle goes by Pat Richard, lays it up and in. He's fouled by Bailey. Dayton Bulldogs are feeling it. They lead by 7, a chance to go up by 8 with this free throw. If you're going to foul a guy shooting a transition lane, you better foul him hard enough. Marshall Failing didn't. He picks up his 4th. Lytle's got 18. Free throw on the way off the back iron. Rebound Hazel time. 56-49. The Sales boys find themselves down by 7. I keep thinking in my mind we're up 10-0 to start this game. Pat Richard, they isolate him on the right side. He goes up strong and can't hit it. They put 4 players on the left, got the ball to Pat Richard on the right, and he gets by Lytle. Lytle fouls him, and Pat Richard, who's been money at the free throw line, hope I'm not jinxing him, He's 6-for-6 at the stripe. The 6'1 sophomore has 11 points. Make it 7-for-7. Matt Wujek checks in with those four fouls, and Nick Hazeltine comes out. 56-50, Bulldogs, 5:34 to go. Pat's second free throw off the iron won't go. Rebound, Lambert. 5:30 left. Lambert, long pass to McKinley. Goes off his hand, but Lytle beats Wujek failing to the ball. Now to Lambert. Lambert puts it in. Lambert, a little five-footer in the lane. He got 6 in the quarter, 14 for the game. Balance scoring for the Bulldogs, 58-50. They are fired up. They came into this game without a division win. And Richie Westfall gets the ball down low, shoots it off the side of the backboard. Rosales has got the rebound. Let's see if Dayton starts to run some clock. 8-point lead, 4:58 to go in the contest. Rosales up high to McKinley. Swing it to Kleck. Kleck, left baseline, 8-footer, he's got it. Jacob Kleck, he was big in the second quarter, scoring 10 points in that quarter. That's his first basket of the fourth quarter. Greg Pizarro is seeing it slip away. Timeout to Sales. They are up by 10 to start this game. They're down by 10 with 4:38 to go. Let's see if the Irish can get some magic in the final 4:38 to go in the contest. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Dayton has taken a 4-point lead at the end of the third quarter, and they stretched it out to 10. Five different players have scored those points for Dayton. They've scored 15 already in this fourth quarter. It was a 20-point second quarter that really got them going, and they've been consistent ever since. The Sales got to find the offense and the defense if they're going to erase this 10-point deficit. Pat Richard gets it on the right wing to Richie Westfall. Down low to Darshall Failing. Ball knocked away by Rosales and out of bounds. The Sales and Dayton both have tried to get the ball inside here in the second half. The Sales try to sequence where they're trying to get to Pat Richard. Couldn't do it. They get in the corner to Pat for three off the inbound play. Won't go. Rebound. Lambert flies in there and gets it. Now to Kleck. Let's see if Dayton slows it down now. Kleck to McKinley. Now to Lytle. Lytle goes baseline. Gets right by Westfall. Can't hit the shot. Rebound. Failing. Failing. Gets it to Tim Richards. Greg Pizarro says push it up. A little sense of urgency now for the Irish. Tim Richards. Amid the chance of defense to my right, Dayton's fans have been very boisterous and sportsmanlike all game long. Tim Richard hits the three. Tim hits the three straight away. He's keeping the Irish in it, 60-53. Last time he hit one, though, McKinley answered right back. Kleck on the left wing gets it out to McKinley up high. Now to Rosales, to Lambert, to Rosales, to McKinley, swing it to Kleck. The Sales in a zone defense right now. At some point, they're going to have to come out and go man. Kleck on the baseline. Kick up top to McKinley. Looks at a three, won't take it. Now over to Rosales. Rosales. Now to Lambert. Now the Sales has gone man. Down low to Lytle. Lytle bangs one off of Failing, and boy, the ball's loose. Body's flying around, and Bill Fleener says, I'm going to call a jump ball. What happened there is Lytle started to lose the ball out of bounds. He was going to throw it off of Failing. Marshall got in the field position, tried to duck away from the ball. He was laying out of bounds, and they threw it off him, which should have been the end of the play. But the jump ball in favor of Dayton, they can't score on the inbound. Wujek with the rebound. Now to Tim Richards. Down to 2:55 to go. 60-53 Bulldogs. The Sales needs to be very efficient offensively. Failing will try the three. It won't go. Kleck with the rebound. Kleck will push it up, and the Dayton fans saying, slow down. Rosales up top of the swing it to Kleck. Kleck looks to take a shot, now gives it to Lytle. Lytle tries to drive in, kick it out to Kleck. Back to Lytle down low on Pat Richards. Goes up, can't hit the shot, but Pat Richards fouls him. That's Pat's third foul. And Miles Lytle has been the guy. 18 points in this game for the 6'1 junior. He had 21 points and 11 rebounds in that overtime loss to Asotin. Dayton's boys really getting used to their first year head coach, Elmo Wise, and getting back into this. And Elmo Wise wants a timeout. Lytle misses the first free throw, and Elmo Wise likes what he sees from his Bulldogs. 2:29 to go. DeSales down 60-53 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Over 100 years ago, Schneller Optical served many patients from a small office on Main Street in downtown Walla Walla. Dr. Roseanne Schneller's grandfather was the optometrist who started this family business so long ago. In the years since then, Roseanne's two uncles and her father have followed in their father's footsteps. And today, Roseanne is carrying on the family tradition of Schneller Optical at Blue Mountain Vision Clinic. Come see what makes Blue Mountain Vision Clinic such a special place. 1711 Dallas Military Road, Walla Walla.
Our lives seem to be getting more impersonal all the time. Take banking, for instance. Good banking involves more than competitive interest rates, online access, convenient hours, escrow and contract collections, and trust and investment services. Oh, sure, Baker Boyer has all those things, but we have something even more important to offer you. We take the time to get to know you. We've been building relationships that stand the test of time for more than 130 years now. Stop in and see what relationship banking is all about. Baker Boyer Bank, guiding you to a brighter financial future. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is KHSS.
We're back live. Lytle misses the second free throw. Brett Lambert gets the rebound and puts it back in. He's got 8 in the quarter. The Bulldog lead is 62-53. Failing. Loses the handle on it, gets it to Pat Richard. He'll fire the three. It's off the iron, won't go. Follows the shot, gets his own rebound, gets it to Wujek. Wujek powers up. We got a whistle. He made the basket, and he's fouled, and I think it's going to count. We'll see if they count the shot. Yep, count it, they say. So the Irish get a much-needed break there. That was a foul on Kleck, his fourth. Matt Wujek hits the shot, and that quiets the Dayton crowd. A fundamental breakdown a moment ago. Lytle misses a free throw. Lambert, nobody blocks him out. He gets the rebound. Wujek can't hit the free throw. Rebound, Bulldogs. Miles Lytle in the front court gets it to Lambert. 62-55, 1:58 to go. DeSales got to chase the ball. Tim Richard will foul McKinley. And that will be 10 fouls on DeSales. And Dayton will shoot 2 free throws. Dayton, 5 for 9. Let's see, 6 for 10, 7 for 11, 7 for 12, 8 for 13, 8 for 14 at the line are the Bulldogs. McKinley, who's only basket a 3-pointer a while ago, a big one. He misses the first free throw, though, at the 1:55 mark. The sales down 62-55. McKinley's second one is good. The only senior on the Dayton roster. 8-point Bulldog lead. Still plenty of time. The Irish have got to be very efficient and quick in their offensive set. Pat Richard holds the ball, a couple dribbles, kick out to Tim Richard for 3. Won't go. Rebound, Kleck. Kleck outlet to Lambert. Lambert, 12-footer the other way, blocked by Failing, controlled by Pat Richard. Pat throws a wild one the other way. Matt Wujek saves it, but right to Kleck. Kleck, the other way, got a whistle and a travel call as both teams, quite frankly, doing some dumb stuff right now, but I guess it's canceling out. Tim Rich will let the ball roll near half court. Got to milk the clock now down to 1:25. Pat Richard will shoot the deep three over Lytle. Backboard, nothing else. Rebound, Kleck. He took off running before he dribbled. No call. Lambert's got it to Rosales. Into front court to Rosales. Is stripped. Gets the ball back. Ball's loose. Tim Richards got it. Tim Richards going to push it in the front court to Failing. Failing on the right wing. He'll shoot the three over Lambert. Can't hit the shot. Rebound, Wujek inside. Goes up strong. He hits the shot. He's fouled. Matt Wujek, for the second time, hits a bucket in the paint, and that foul is on Kleck, and Kleck is going to foul out with 59 and a half seconds left. Pat Wujek's got to find the mark on this free throw. DeSales is 1-for-3 at the line in the quarter, 12-for-16 for the game. And Bulldog coach Elmo Wise is going to have to put somebody in the game. While he decides what he's going to do, let's take a break. Matt Wujek at the line, Irishtown 63-57. We come back on 107.7 FM KHSS.
Thinking about painting or redecorating your home or business? Try Gary's Paint and Decorating of Walla Walla. Gary's has Pittsburgh paint and stains, the most complete line with knowledgeable and experienced sales staff to help you with that custom color matching. You'll find just the right floor covering and experienced decorators to help you make the right choices for your home, whether it be carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, marble, or granite. Gary's also has custom-made window treatments with factory direct prices. Gary's Paint and Decorating, 114 South 2nd in Walla Walla, 525-1553.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, I thought I could get a quick break in there. I couldn't. Wujek missed the free throw. Dayton, thank goodness, went full court with the pass after they got the rebound and threw it away. The sales in the front court. Tim Richard will pull up for a quick three. Won't go. Wujek gets the rebound down. He drives in hard, loses the ball, gets it back, loses it again, gets it to Failing. Failing will go up in the lane with the shot. It's off the mark, won't go. Hazeltine tries to save it. He does, but right to Lytle. 6-point Bulldog lead, and they'll foul Lytle as he goes up the right sideline. 34 seconds left. DeSales kind of pushing the panic button a little bit. It's a two-possession game, and 34 seconds. Well, now we're running out of time a little bit, but when they took that ball down the court, there were 45, 46 seconds left. Got to be patient, try to get a good shot. Little panic button being pushed right now by DeSales. Two shots for Lytle. He hit one of two a moment ago. He misses the first one. Block out. Jack Roundtree is going to check in for Matt Wujek. Not sure where the deal is with Richie Westfall. The 6'1 junior has 12 points, 10 in the first half, but he only has one foul, but I have not seen him in this game here in the second half. Lytle hits the second free throw. It's a three-possession game now. In the corner to Roundtree, he shoots a three. It's an air ball, but Failing comes up with it, but he traveled going back up with it. Now Ryan Hawkins is in for defense. And Failing comes out as they set up the press. Greg Vasari trying to direct traffic with his personnel. And Elmo Wise calls the timeout. With 27 seconds left, the Bulldogs up by three possessions, 64-57. When we come back, 100.7 FM KHSS.
Stewart's French Dry Cleaners has been Walla Walla's first choice for dry cleaning since 1919. Whether it's alterations, drapery cleaning, or your everyday dry cleaning needs, Stewart's has been serving you for nearly 80 years. As Irish alumni, Frank and Gerald Lyons at Stewart's French Dry Cleaners are very pleased to sponsor DeSales Irish Athletics. You'll find Stewart's French Dry Cleaners at 214 East Alder Street in Walla Walla. Call Stewart's today at 529-0662. Tommy's 9th Street Auto has been family-owned and operated for going on 17 years now. There are very good reasons why dealerships and fancy car lots can't touch Tommy's low prices. After all, when you buy a car, you're buying all the overhead that goes with it. Visit Tommy's 9th Street Auto on the corner of 9th and Birch and see for yourself the low overhead and the fantastic deals on quality used cars. Tommy's 9th Street Auto. Do they have a deal for you?
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
They throw it over the top of the press to Lytle. He loses it. Hazeltine's got it. DeSales gets the steal in the front court. Tim Richard, a quick three. He's got it. Timeout DeSales. Tim Richard drills his third three of the fourth quarter with 18.9 seconds left, and just like that, it's 64-60. Timeout DeSales. We'll take a break on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Sunshine is bright, I'm on top of the world. Feels right to me. Feel a rush, got a crush, yeah baby, I know where I wanna be. Since I'm feeling I get.
Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live. So Dayton tries to throw the baseball pass. Full court against the press. Nick Hazeltine came up with a steal. Hit Jim Richard, who came across the timeline and hit a deep three, his third three of this fourth quarter. And now they inbound again. It's off Rosales to Nick Hazeltine to Pat Richard for three. He's got it! Pat Richard hits the three. With 12.8 seconds left, another timeout. 64-63, it's a one-point game. There's still a little life in the Irish. We'll be right back on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
I'm Tom Moran from Community Bank, inviting you to develop a relationship with a bank that believes in you.
Does your banker know your name? Community Bank values their partnership with each customer. When you need a commercial line of credit, real estate loan, agricultural line of credit, or just not sure what fits your special needs, come by your local Community Bank branch and let the professionals see how they can help.
Community Bank, local money working for local people.
Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Concrete Industries of Walla Walla is the Valley's premier concrete supplier. But there's more to Concrete Industries than ready-mix concrete. They can also meet your decorative rock, sand and gravel, stepping stone, masonry supply, and bag product needs. And Concrete Industries has the only single-axle mixer in the entire Valley. You can call Concrete Industries at 525-9143. That's 525-9143. Located just north of Rose Street at 502 North 13th, Concrete Industries.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
They'll see if the Sales can do it three times in a row. They've got turnovers against the press twice, and now Rujek is going to foul Lytle hard, and that's going to be five on Rujek. The Dayton folks want the intentional foul. They're not going to get it. Miles Lytle has struggled from the line in this game. He is 3-for-8, including just one of five here in the fourth quarter. He has 19 points, 10.7 seconds left. Even if he hits both free throws, the Sales can still tie it with a three. The Richard brothers, Tim and Pat, in the last 6 seconds of each hit three-pointers to get the Irish within one. Two shots for Lytle. His first one off the back iron. With 10.7 seconds left. Westfall checks in for Wujek. He should have had to. He fouled out. And Lytle will get a second free throw. Second one is up. And it's in and out. Fade out. Failing with the rebound. Up court to Pat Richard. It's a one-point game. Pat in the lane. Floats in. Puts it up. Don't go. Rebound. Hazeltine. He can't finish. Lytle with the rebound. We got a whistle and a foul. Lytle hits the deck. Hard. Lytle is very frustrated. He hit the deck hard. The whistle definitely blew with about 1.5 seconds left. Nope, the officials are saying that's it. So the Sales had a chance. Couldn't do it. Down the stretch. Dayton wins it 64-63. Exciting finish. The Sales had a chance. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center. Owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock, that's Postal Annex Plus. Proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
Good players aren't simply born, they are formed. DeSales Irish coaches have known about this for some time now. Fine young men and women who make a positive contribution to society aren't simply born either. they too are formed. Walla Walla Catholic Schools have also known about this, and they've been forming some of the finest Christian young people in our society for 135 years. The doctors at Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic recognize Walla Walla Catholic Schools for a job well done, and they wish the Irish the best of luck during the playoffs.
Now 57 years young, Dale Graves is Walla Walla's longevity leader for three simple reasons. Honesty, integrity, and hassle-free in everything they do. Offering new Pontiacs, Buicks, and GMCs, as well as the area's finest used vehicles and a full-service medium-duty truck business. Service, parts, and body shops second to none. Plus, at DaleGravesInc.com, you can view their entire inventory online. Dale Graves Inc., Pontiac Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla. A proud member of the DeSales family.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live, and wild finish to this one. The Sales boys lose to the Dayton Bulldogs 64-63. The Irish fall back below the 500 mark at 4-5. They fall to 1-3 in the B2 division, which is going to be a tough hole to climb out of. Only the top two teams make the postseason. The DeSales boys under head coach Greg Fazzari definitely have their work cut out for them in that regard. Elmo Wise, the Dayton Bulldog coach, his first year coaching, his first time in the DeSales gym, and he leaves a winner. And the Dayton Bulldogs go to 1-1 in the B2 division with the win. Well, the game ended the opposite way it started. It started off with a 10-0 run for DeSales. Elmo Wise called two quick timeouts, more to discuss the officiating than to talk to his players, as DeSales came out with a full-court press. Pat Richard hit a three, hit a couple free throws. Marshall Failing hit a three. The second timeout also led to a technical foul on Elmo Wise. Pat Richard promptly hit both free throws. He had 7 quick points, did Pat, in that first quarter. DeSales was up 10-0. But from then on, it was Dayton's ball game. They outscored the Irish 20-11 in the second quarter to lead 28-27 at the half. They outscored them 17-14 in the third quarter to lead 45-41. They upped the lead to as many as 9 points in the fourth quarter. And then Tim Richard went wild in the final couple minutes. He hit 3 threes. Pat Richard added another 3 as the brothers went back-to-back with 18.9 seconds and then 12.8 seconds. Pat Richard had a chance to run the other way for a lay-in in traffic. Nick Hazeltine got a rebound, a chance to put it back. All of that with the game a 1-point margin after the Bulldogs had turned it over twice and had missed 3 of 4 free throws in the final 20 seconds. So DeSales had their chances down the stretch. They hit the 3 balls to get back in it. Dayton had turnovers and missed free throws to help them out. But Pat Richard, who went coast to coast after the missed free throw with 10 seconds left, in traffic, missed the shot. The rebound scrum was on. Nick Hazeltine threw a wild one back up. Failing got a hold of it as well. And then the Irish couldn't get one to drop. They lose it 64-63. That's the scoring summary. We'll be back with the totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
From checking, savings, consumer loans, and retirement products to lines of credit, business money market accounts, merchant services, and real estate loans, Banner Bank has it all covered. With 5 conveniently located branches in Walla Walla, we're connected to local business, the community, and to you. Stop into your nearest branch today or visit us anytime at www.bannerbank.com. Banner Bank, better ideas, better banking, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
To connect to your nearest Banner Bank location, call 1-800-272-9933 or visit bannerbank.com.
If you're wearing braces today or recently had them taken off, chances are you know Dr. Greg Fink very well. And if you wore braces more years ago than you'd like to admit, chances are you know Dr. Eugene Martin very well. Here's something else you should know. Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin are huge Irish fans, and they've been sponsoring Irish radio broadcasts for years. So if you or someone in your family needs braces, remember Dr. Fink and Dr. Martin. Along with their entire staff, they wish the Fighting Irish of DeSales the best of luck in today's game.
How is it that L&G Ranch Supply can keep their prices so darn low? Well, for starters, they are a member of one of the largest farm and home store chains in the country, which gives them incredible buying power.
Couple that with truckload pricing, and you end up with some of the best savings you'll find anywhere. And L&G has been family-owned and operated since the 60s, which makes shopping at L&G simply a delight. Try it sometime. There's no other store like L&G. Find out why at 2930 East Isaacs in Walla Walla.
Ever thought about shopping through a membership club like Direct Buy? Don't do it. Any money you save will be spent up front in costly membership fees. If it's quality appliances you're after, think Whirlpool, KitchenAid, or Maytag, and forget the other brands. And when thinking Whirlpool, KitchenAid, or Maytag, think Elgin Electric and forget Direct Buy. Whirlpool washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, and dishwashers are America's favorites, and you'll find great Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and Maytag deals at Elgin Electric in the Old Big Apple, right next to Wilcox Furniture on the Milton Freewater Highway.
The good news is you studied hard in school and got a terrific job. The bad news is you need to invest and keep the tax man at bay. The good news is your wife's brother is an expert on investing. The bad news is he's a so-called plumber who's an expert at everything under the sun and you can't stand being in the same room with him. The good news is you have D.A. Davidson & Company's 70 years of investing experience and regional knowledge to help you reach your financial goals. The bad news is your brother-in-law just flooded your basement. D.A. Davidson. Financial advice for the long run. Member SIPC.
See Bill Flainer at D.A. Davidson.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live as the Irish Pep Band under Phil Lynch, direction of Phil Lynch, has finished entertaining the crowd. Well, we saw and listened to, I hope, a very entertaining basketball game. Not the result we were hoping for, though, as the Irish boys started strong with a 10-0 start. Dayton Bulldogs showed a lot of character under head coach Elmo Wise. And they came back and won it 64-63. It survived some late three-point barrage shooting by the Richard brothers. Tim hit three of them in the final few minutes, including one with 18.9 seconds left. Pat Richard hit one with 12.8. Dayton had some turnovers and missed free throws, but they survive it and win it 64-63. Greg Vazari and his assistants, Rob Holtzinger and Kelly Richmond, really have their work cut out for them with their boys now. They are 1-3 in the division. And only the top two teams make the playoffs. A big weekend, a rough weekend ahead for the DeSales boys. They basically have to win out now in league play if they want to play in the postseason. And they host Pomeroy Friday, and they play at Waitsburg on Saturday. So we'll see what the Irish boys are made of. And we know what they're made of, and they're going to have to win a couple games this weekend to keep it going. They have a tune-up, I guess you'd call it, against Mackay. Three-game week coming up for DeSales girls and boys. They play Mackay Tuesday at DeSales, home against Pomeroy on Friday, then on the road to Waitsburg on Saturday. Let's run down the individual totals in this one. Dayton gets a lot of balanced scoring. Three players in double figures and a fourth player just short of that. We'll start off with Clayton McKinley, who had 4 points. All in the fourth quarter, though, when the points were huge. All of them are huge in a one-point game. 9 points for Gabby Rosales, 7 of them in the second half, including a buzzer beater at the end of the third quarter. And then 3 Bulldogs in double figures for Elmo Wise's club. 16 points for Jacob Kleck, 16 for Brett Lambert, and Miles Lytle, the 6'1 junior, 19 points. He had a tough time at the free throw line. He had just 1 of 5 in the fourth quarter, but he played hard the whole game and led all scorers with 19 points. Scoring at 4 DeSales, they had 4 players in double figures, probably the best balance for DeSales this year. 4 points for Nick Hazeltine, 10 points for Marshall Failing, 9 points for Matt Wujek, 12 points for Richie Westfall, 10 in the first half for Richie, 13 points for Tim Richard, the 5'8 junior, 3 three-pointers in the fourth quarter. And Pat Richard started strong with 7 points, finished with that big three with 12 seconds to go. He leads the sales in scoring with 15 points. The Irish shoot 12 of 17 from the free throw line. The Bulldogs just 9 of 20 from the line, but the sales could not take advantage until it was just a little bit too late. They had a chance to win it there in the final 10 seconds and had 2 really good looks at the basket. Couldn't quite do it, and the Irish lose it 64-63. Well, the girls did get us a split. The Lady Irish win it 46-42 to run their division record to 3-1. And the boys can't get it done. They lose it 64-63 to fall to 4-5 on the season. and 1-3 in the division. Three-game week coming up. Mackay Tuesday, Pomeroy Friday, both at DeSales, and then on the road at Waitsburg next Saturday. Yep, that's going to do it for this doubleheader broadcast. Good job back at the studio by Dan, as always. Thanks to all our great sponsors, and thank you for listening. So until Tuesday versus Mackay, this is Mike Spees saying enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll send it back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of DeSales Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS Walla Walla. This broadcast was brought to you in part by Inland Cellular, John's Wheatland Bakery, L&G Ranch Supply, Concrete Industries, Loney's Harvest Foods, McDonald's Zaring Insurance, Postal Annex Plus, Smoky Blues Pizza, Soil Tech Northwest, Stewart's French Dry Cleaners, Taco John's, U.S. Bancorp Piper Jaffray, Lightfoot's Towing and Auto Rental, Stone Creek Furniture, and Extra Touch. Please join us again next time for more exciting sports action from the DeSales Fighting Irish right here on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.